Recorded Books and One Click Digital present No Fortunate Son by Brad Taylor. Narrated by Henry Strozer, with Rich Orlow as the voice of Pike Logan. The author begins with a quote from the O'Rahilly, Easter Sunday, Dublin, Ireland, 1916. I've helped to wind up the clock. I might as well hear it strike.
Day One, The Misfire. Chapter One. The woman caught Aidan's eye a second time, and he realized she was stalking him, which he found ironic, given he was in the process of hunting another, although he was fairly sure her idea of success was much different than his. Older than the average female at the bar, she projected an air of quiet desperation, with a sultry smile covering her misery like a cheap coat of paint, the pain clearly evident underneath. Surrounded on all sides by soldiers barely over drinking age, most having recently returned from a combat deployment with the 82nd Airborne, she longed to get away from the smell of stale beer and testosterone. She was searching for someone to take her from the bravado of arms, someone who didn't have the stench of combat surrounding his every move. A civilized man, who didn't believe that training to kill was a decent way to make a living. She could be forgiven in her assessment, as Aidan Kelleher was much older than most of the men in the bar. His haircut, clothes, and demeanor did not mark him as a soldier. At least not a U.S. one, with tap-out t-shirts, shaved heads, and skull tattoos. If asked, he certainly considered himself no less a soldier than the rowdy men in the bar. He had taken lives and